Hello, and welcome to the Virtue Podcast. My name is Melanie Brown, and I'm in the recording booth with Courtenay Dahl. And we want to share some personal and practical ways that we've come to love and learn God's Word. You know, when I think about an example in Scripture of someone who loves God's Word, I think about the psalmist, specifically Psalm 119. And I want to encourage you to read it in its fullness because it's so good. And you just hear this passion that the psalmist has for God's Word. And we talk about God's Word, we're talking about His law, His commands. And the psalmist declares in this psalm, he says, "I've hidden your word in my heart that I wouldn't sin against you. I rejoice in following your statutes. I delight in your decrees. My soul is consumed with longing for your law at all times. And how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." And I can go on and on because that whole chapter just talks about the love that the psalmist has for God's word. And, you know, who knew that we could love Scripture so much? And then in the New Testament, 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all Scripture is inspired by God. That means it's God-breathed, and it teaches us, it corrects us, it prepares, and it equips us. And I think that when we recognize that the Bible is the Word of God, you know, it's the way God has chosen to reveal Himself to us and to communicate how to have a relationship with Him, then I think we would cherish it. Mm-hmm. We would study it, we would trust, and we would obey it. And, you know, I'm so excited that we're here, Courtenay, to record this podcast because I've been wanting to get to know you. Oh. You know, you're young, you're beautiful, you're newly married, so yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
She's a newlywed. But, you know, even though you're young, I see this depth about mm-hmm. you, and I see this confidence in you. And I know it's because you know Jesus mm-hmm. and you love His word. And so I've just been wanting to ask you, and I'm excited for everyone for you to share, like, how did you get to know God's word? How did you fall in love with God's word and learn God's word?
Yeah, well, thank you for all those sweet things, first of all. But I grew up in a Christian household. I was raised at Harvest my whole life, grew up through children's ministry and then junior high and high school ministry. And I very specifically remember giving my life to the Lord when I was about 8 years old at a VBS. But I remember after that, you're young, so you don't really, like, the Bible is still so vast, and part of it feels a little bit uncomprehendable. So I don't think that I immediately got into, like, a habit of studying the Word, and that really didn't even come through middle or early high school. But I remember towards the end of it, seeing other girls in my life who just had this beautiful relationship with Christ and seeing the way that they interacted with others. And they honestly, they looked and acted like Christ. I knew who they belonged to. I knew that they were Christians. And I knew that in order to be like that, that meant that they knew their Father. And I think that when you know and you truly love someone, you know the sound of their voice, their mannerisms, their personality, their likes and dislikes. And as the body of Christ and children of God, we should want to know our Master in this really deep way. The only way to do that is by getting to know Him by reading His Word and spending time with Him, talking to Him in prayer. This is so vital for a healthy relationship with Christ. And for so many years, I was a Christian, but I didn't really feel like I was growing. I just felt like I was stagnant and that a Christian was just a part of my, like, identity and personality, but it wasn't who I was. And mm-hmm. it didn't show in the way that I walked and the way that I interacted with others like I wanted it to. Like, I knew the other girls that were Christians and who were daughters of Christ, like they looked. And I really had to ask myself the hard questions to understand why their relationship was different than mine. And the truth came down to the fact that they had this deeper relationship with Christ where they were getting to know Him each and every day. And I think that it's so important to remember what a privilege it is for us to get to know Christ. It's not just getting to know Him, but we get to know Him. We have that honor to read His word, to see what the Master and the Creator of the universe really looks like. So I had to learn to walk alongside Him in step, no longer pushing my ways, but submitting and just laying those plans down at His feet and letting Him make the decisions for me. So I think it took a long time, but I think I'm finally in a point in life where I'm really getting to know who God is.
So good. Yeah. Your story sounds a little bit like mine because I remember being kind of in my mid-20s, mm-hmm. Kind of around your age, and going to Bible study for the first time. And I, too, you know, grew up in a Christian home, mm-hmm. but it was at a women's Bible study where I learned the daily discipline mm-hmm. of being in God's Word.
Yeah.
And I think that was the difference, was I wasn't just coming on a Sunday, you know, to hear our wonderful pastor,
yeah.
but it was me making that effort, you know, to dig into God's Word mm-hmm. myself. And I remember coming to Bible study. And kind of like you, you saw examples.
Mm-hmm.
You saw other women. I saw older women that I was exposed to, and I would just hear them talk, and I would see how they would respond. And
yeah.
they had such wisdom, and mm-hmm. when they prayed, it was so powerful. And I remember thinking, I want what they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, what is their secret? Well, we know it's really not a secret.
Yes.
What it is that they spent time daily mm-hmm. with Jesus
yeah.
in his word.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, if that's what it takes, then that's what I'm going to do. And if I'm completely honest, at the beginning, I was like, okay, every day I'm going to read my Bible, starting from, you know, Genesis. And at the beginning, you know, I started off well. Genesis is exciting, right?
Yeah.
There's lots going on. But then as the, you know, Genesis, Exodus, and then that third book, it's
Leviticus.
Right. It's the law. And it's just, it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm embarrassed to tell you, but I'll be honest, there were times where I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not made for this. Maybe I can't get mm-hmm. through the Bible. Maybe I can't do a daily quiet time with
yeah.
Jesus. But then I thought, no, this is hard, but I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just said, I'm going to be disciplined and I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And you know, Courtney, sometimes when you hear the word discipline,
mm-hmm.
some people shy away from that, or they
yeah.
cringe because they go, oh no, we have liberty. We have freedom. We have joy in Jesus. Don't talk about discipline. But discipline is a good thing
mm-hmm.
because discipline will keep you on that right road when yeah. everything in you wants to, you know, take the rabbit trails. But anyway, all that to say is I tried again,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I would want to encourage women who have maybe tried having, you know, a quiet time or a daily time with Jesus, and they feel like they haven't been successful. Try again,
mm-hmm.
you know, because what started off as drudgery then became a discipline.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you when it happened, but one day my discipline became my delight.
Mm.
And I have a coffee date with Jesus every morning.
Mm.
I can't imagine starting my day without having,
yeah.
you know, that time with him in his word.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my story of how I've learned to love
mm-hmm.
God's word. But I want to ask you, Courtney, practically,
mm-hmm.
I know you love the Lord, you love his word, but how does that look in practical terms for you as a 20-something year old?
Yeah. Another fun fact about me, I went to Bible college, and that was so overwhelming at first, because now I'm finally in a little habit of reading every morning, but now I'm getting to a school where there's people that are spending time maybe like a few hours every morning, and they're singing, and there's so much to their morning routine. And I'm like, oh, well, what's wrong with mine? But I think the more you look into different Bible study methods and the way that you can study the Bible, you see that there's a way for everyone. There's a different kind of tool and method that everyone can use. So for me personally, I like to start every morning by reading a psalm and a proverb out loud with my husband. We're newlyweds, so that's been something fun that we've been able to kind of implement into our morning schedule together. And then after that, I read from the Bible, and I really like the ESV translation, so that's what I've been going through right now. I've been reading through the epistles for about the last 6 months, and just reading through Paul's letters and seeing what he had to say to the early churches, especially as we're at so many turning points as the church today, and just seeing what we can glean from that. But there are so many different ways to study the Bible. Like I said, there's inductive, there's topical, chronological, verse mapping, and they're so great. And I would highly recommend kind of reading into and researching all of those different methods, as well as the numerous other ones that are out there, if you are looking for a new Bible study method to get into. But personally, I really love inductive reading, and that kind of idea of reading through an observing viewpoint and not going in with any preconceived notions about what you're reading. So for me, that looks like reading with that observing viewpoint, and then afterwards journaling the interpretation of and application of what I've read, and really taking time to reflect on the scriptures. And, you know, sometimes that's like a couple chapters that I've read. Sometimes it's just like 10 verses that I've read through, because, you know, the Bible has so much to it and so much to offer. It's so important to read everything with that viewpoint of what can I get out of this? What can I learn more about the Lord? And this has been so rewarding for me to read without those preconceived notions and to rather just read the scripture for what it is and to learn and grow from that. But yeah, that's me. What about you, Mel?
Well, you just opened my eyes. I'm going to try that way of studying. Well, I think what I hear you saying is to have a plan. There's a variety of ways that we can approach God's word, but come with it with a plan.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I felt like you were saying too was when you were reflecting on, you know, coming out of Bible college and kind of seeing how other girls were doing it, how it's important probably not to compare yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because I've heard that when we compare ourselves, two things can happen. We can either get kind of prideful and haughty because we look at how other people do it and we feel like we do it better.
Yeah.
Totally. Better, longer, more consistent. Or the other thing that we can fall prey to is we can get discouraged because we put someone else on a pedestal and think that they're, you know, doing it better than us. And that could be discouraging.
Totally, yeah.
So I hear what you're saying, that we should have a plan, and you've given us some ways that we can approach God's word. Mm. I have another question for you, Courtney. If you were to encourage someone who's struggling in their relationship, you know, with Christ, what would you say to them if they're struggling?
Yeah, you know, I know what it's like to walk through some of those dry seasons where maybe you are being so, so consistent with reading the word and spending time in prayer and just feeling like you're in a spot where you're not really hearing from God. And I can also know what it's like to maybe just feel like life is crazy, and at the end of the day, you lay in bed and realize that you didn't set any intentional time away with the Lord. And I just want to encourage to not give up and don't give in to that temptation of leaving it as the last thing, and don't give the enemy room to sneak in. Be consistent, as hard as it may be. To be vulnerable and honest, I know how this feels. I still often have days where I wake up late and I'm in a rush, and at the end of the day realize that I didn't spend dedicated time with the Lord. And, you know, your whole day feels off balance when you are in a consistent schedule, when you realize that you didn't spend time with the Lord. So whatever it looks like for you in that season of life, whether you're maybe a newlywed, whether you're in college, whether you're a new mom, I know that's got to be so hard to try to balance that new lifestyle alongside still remembering what it was like before that and settling into time with the Lord. But if it's something like that gets you out of bed, like a morning cup of coffee, that you can just sit down and have that coffee date with Jesus, whether it's journaling before bed at night or maybe even listening to the Bible while you're driving and having that be the words that are guiding you as you start your day, stay the course, be consistent, and spend time with your Father so that your relationship with Him can strengthen and deepen. As the more you do that, the more you'll fall in love with the word, and the more it'll be harder to stay away from it. So I just want to encourage you in that.
I love that you're saying that, because it's true. Like, when you think about Jesus and the reason why we want to be in His word is because we love Him, and He reveals Himself to us while we're in His word, and He lets us know how much He loves us when we're in His word. And it's not like we're not saying like you must do this and you have to clock in your time, because then that could become kind of legalistic, right? But when you consider that the Lord loves us so much, and in Psalm 27:8, it's one of my favorite verses, it says, "Come and talk with me." And my heart responds, "Lord, I'm coming." You know, when we think about this personal relationship that we can have with Jesus, we want to be with Him.
Yeah.
And one of the things you were just saying is, like, it might look different in different seasons of our life.
Yeah.
Like, you're newlywed. I love that you and your husband are getting into the practice of just, you know, having that time sharing God's word and praying together. I bet you're inspiring a lot of married couples that they should implement that if they haven't already. But I was thinking, even, you know, myself, as when I had my when my kids were babies, my quiet time looked very different than it looks now. You know, I was lucky if I had 5 minutes of quiet, you know, before anybody, you know, needed a bottle or something. But I just kind of learned to have my Bible open and just to kind of have it ready so that when I did have those moments, I could just capitalize them on them. And then when my kids were maybe a little older at school, I remember bringing my Bible study or my Bible to the pickup line while I was waiting to pick up my kids from school, you know. And now I feel like my kids are grown, so I've got a lot more time just to pour over God's word. But I'm glad that I started started that discipline early.
Yeah.
However it looks, you know?
Yeah.
And God's so gracious. If we give him 10 minutes, he'll give us 10 minutes of himself.
Yes.
He's
yes.
so good.
That's so true.
And I heard you say this too. I want to piggyback on what you said, because I believe this with every ounce of my being, that the more we get to know him, the more we will love him.
Yeah.
And the more we love him, the more we will obey him.
Yes. Yes.
And the more we obey him, the more we will be transformed by him. And isn't that like the goal? We want transformation.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, Courtney, we could say, okay, girls, you need to spend time in the word. And we could be all, you know, so cerebral about it and so like, oh, I have so much knowledge in my head. You ask me a Bible trivia question, I'll know how to answer it. But the point is that we would get to know him, so that we could be changed by him, so that it can affect the way we live.
Yeah.
It will affect, you know, we want to have that biblical way of thinking and reacting and, you know, living out our lives, right?
Yeah.
Being more godly and loving and wise and, what were you going to say?
No, just how beautiful that daily process of sanctification is. Yes. That's so, so true.
It's so true. And the verse for that is really Romans 12:2, where, you know, the Lord's telling us, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you would know what that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God is. Because we want that intimacy with Jesus to impact our lives.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's through studying God's word and knowing God's word that that's how, you know, we'll live it out.
Yeah.
So, gosh, I feel like the time has flown by, and I know we're going to have to wrap things up, but is there any last-minute things that maybe that you didn't get to say that you want to encourage the girls that are listening?
Oh, I don't know. I think just, you know, staying the course, especially as a young adult, it's so easy to, like we were talking about earlier, look left and right and see what other people are doing and really play that comparison game, especially with social media. That adds just a whole nother level to it of...
Yeah.
Maybe you're scrolling through and see someone posting their morning Bible verse, and that's convicting because you didn't sit down and do that today. So just not letting that be a source of comparison, but rather a source of encouragement as a reminder to sit down and read your Bible. Do that before looking at social media. That's a tip that my husband actually gave me I've really been trying to implement lately.
To really prioritize God's word.
Yeah, because before even opening your phone, because that just brings in so many distractions, and all of a sudden your brain is overwhelmed with the day's tasks and things that have to be done. So
I think that's practical, you know, and I would say for an older woman like myself, know where your Bible is.
Yes.
Get your reading glasses out. Have a plan, and don't limit God. Go with great expectation, because the Lord wants to reveal himself to us. And so he's so good, isn't he? And the more that we get to know him, the more we love him, right?
Yeah.
So, so good.
So good.
Well, would you close our time in prayer?
I absolutely would.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, we just thank you so much for your goodness. You know, as we've been talking today, we're just reminded of the privilege that you've given us to even read your word, to know you, Lord, as you're the creator of the universe. We are so unworthy to know you this deeply, Lord, but you've given us this privilege. You've invited us in to really to get to know who you are, Lord. And I pray that whoever's listening right now would just be encouraged in that they have an unlimited talk line to you, Lord, that they can come to you anytime that they want, anytime that they need, Lord, and they can spend time in your presence with you, Lord. And you want that. You want them that from them. So I pray that as people are being encouraged in what their daily time with the Lord looks like, that they would just learn to fall in love with you, Lord.
Yes.
Learn to fall in love with your words, that they may be sanctified each and every day, and learn to grow more and to reflect you to all those around them, Lord. So we thank you for this opportunity to just speak to the woman of our church, Lord, and whoever else may be listening. And we're just so thankful. And we lift up this podcast to you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.